This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They're trying to expunge you in any way possible. Walk us through what's happening.
Well, you've been through this. President Trump's been through this. And what they do is, they fear populists, they fear loyal Americans that believe in the, you know, America and are promoting it, because they know that's going to be popular, so they have to shut that down. If they can demonize Steve Bannon and destroy Steve Bannon, they can demonize and destroy Alex Jones or Donald Trump, and I'm not trying to put myself in that league, but that's the league. It's like, you know, Trump, Steve Bannon, Alex Jones are the main targets, kind of going down from there. I think you're probably a bigger target than I am because you're respected and also you have your intelligence background, and Zeno was the brain trust behind a lot of Trump's successes. And so I'm not lavishing you, it's just true.
Hang on. This is where I disagree with this, because I think, like Trump, you have a, you know, as Bernard Charles said, only connect. You have a way of connecting with the working class in this country, in the middle class in this country, that is very powerful. I mean, one of my guilty pleasures is watching your rants, and they're absolutely amazing. They're incredible. You have a way of connecting like Trump has a way of connecting. That is their biggest fear. Their biggest fear is the education and enlightenment, the awakening of that army, of what I call the army of the awakened. And they will take, I think Tucker and I are far in back of that, because you and Trump have a way of connecting, a hard connection with that. That is, you can't coach that, right? That's a God-given talent. That's just native charisma, and you have it. That's where the...
Well, I don't want to say that I've got...
What are they trying to do right now? They've done everything possible in the technocratic way to shut you down and eliminate your voice. You've powered through that. What is the latest they're trying to do to destroy you?
Well, if you try to describe what I've done to you, just what I know would take hours. If I try to describe it, it would take hours. But here's the bottom line. I have the motions in limine at Infowars.com of the judge's order of the first of three rigged Sandy Hook trials, where I've already been found guilty. I've been defaulted when I gave them everything and more, which they used them as a blueprint to further debank us and deplatform us. And the judge put in the order for the trial where I'm guilty that I cannot say I'm innocent, says word for word, may not say you're innocent in any way. Well, if I was a murderer, you know, caught with dead bodies in my basement, I could get up and say I'm innocent to the jury. I could say I'm not guilty. No, I am guilty, and I can't cross-examine anybody, and I can't raise the First Amendment, and I can't say the trial is rigged. And so, but then we're ordered to have this trial, or I'll be held in contempt. She did a $1 million fine a month ago. Court of Appeals turned it around in one day and said, pay it. I paid $1 million and I'm out of money. They finally run me to ground. I paid $1 million on Monday that literally brought the company down like $300,000 in the bank. But that's okay. Listeners are coming in and supporting us. But this is a real war, because you nailed it. You stole my thunder, because I understand why. You want to show people this is Veritas. We're simpatico, because the truth's the truth. They hate Steve Bannon. They hate Tucker Carlson. They hate Donald Trump. They hate me, because we are populist. We love the people. The people get that. They can see it. They can feel it. And they've seen what we've gone through. And they don't want them to have a spirit. So they think if they can break us and destroy us, that's their symbol of the American people. Trump always says, look, they got to get through me to get to you. And it's totally true. We have decided to stand up because we love America and we can't stand seeing this happen. We're not heroes. We just can't roll over. It's like being raped. And so they see us standing up. I think if they can break us and smash us, they can do it. And this is not my rights that are being robbed. It's all of our rights. I mean, when Steve Bannon cannot cross-examine people at his own trial in a rigged D.C. situation, we are all having our rights stolen. And when I can't say I'm innocent and can't say I'm bankrupt and can't say there's three trials coming up, literally, she says we can say almost nothing. But we have to be there. And so that's where this is. And again, I'm just blessed that it's not criminal like it is for you or what Julian Assange. The only time I feel sorry for myself, I go, well, there's Julian Assange and there's Roger Stone and there's people like Steve Bannon that have been really persecuted. But I understand that's their next phase, is they're also always implying everything's criminal I'm doing and everything I need to. And I know they got grand juries open and they've had grand jury subpoenas, and some of it I've not talked about on air, but it's just a nightmare. And I'm not a victim. I asked for this. I got in the arena. But I want America to know we're fighting for you. We're fighting for our own families. We're in this.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Here we are, hour number two on this live Sunday, July 24th broadcast. I'm your embattled host, Alex Jones. Thanks for keeping us in the fight for myself, the crew, and the whole InfoWars family. We salute you all. All right, for the balance of the hour, we're going to air large excerpts of the multi-hour event that happened Saturday evening last night in Austin at a great theater. And Glenn Greenwald got really demonized for coming to interview me. The left said, hey, you can interview Charlie Manson, you can interview Saddam Hussein, but you can't interview Alex Jones, because then they can't misrepresent what I've actually said and done. We talk about free speech, the attack on liberty, the death of the corporate media, and so much more. And then after that, Eddie Bravo in studio, Harrison Smith, and so much more. For the balance of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, here is large sections of the event streamed by Rockfin. Find the whole interview there. We'll also be linking to it at InfoWars.com, but here it is.
So do you want to end the weirdness of talking about Alex Jones right in front of him if he's not here and bring him up on stage?
Hey. All right. Get up here, AJ.
Come on, Alex.
Does he have a mic?
Yeah, he should have a mic.
I can borrow your mic.
We can share.
We can share. No, I mean,
I haven't asked anything. It's good to be here. Alex, do you want to talk?
Cylon Raiders attack.
No. I mean, listen, I got into this on Access TV when I was 21 years old, but I meant everything purity. I made a lot of mistakes. I've done a lot of bad stuff. It wasn't on purpose. So it's great to be here with Glenn Greenwald. It's great to be here with Alex Moyer. And the thing is, I didn't lie on purpose. I made a lot of mistakes. But I'm not some person getting orders and lying to people. And we're probably like 90% accurate.
All right, we're gonna pull this right here. I'm going to make that decision. You know, you learn things about the universe, and then you know what's going to happen. And I'm not mad at the crew. I'm not mad at anybody. That's why I couldn't leave today and just air these things. Once problems start, they just continue on and on and on. So they had a problem with the file they sent us, and they jacked with it for like 4 hours for the show. And I was told, hey, the audio's great, but as soon as we went to the computer and played here, it's the weird thing about computers. Like all the time, we'll grab an MSNBC clip or a CNN clip or a C-SPAN clip, looks crystal clear, looks fine on a computer, we transfer it over, and it's garbled. You may never see the Glenn Greenwald interview. I don't think a good recording of it was made. But it doesn't matter. Glenn Greenwald bucked all the folks. He came to the deal, and now broadcast changes. I'm here, ladies and gentlemen. And guess what? I got ready for the show. And I've got all this powerful news and all this powerful information to cover. And I told you, when I was young, I didn't follow my instincts. But the deepest thing Donald Trump ever said was, that's the reason I'm telling the story right now, it's a teaching moment, that the deepest thing he ever discovered was being shallow. That is such a Zen Yoda statement. And the media made fun of it and said the deepest thing he ever learned was to be shallow. But your instincts, your spirit, your discernment, if you have it, your immediate women's intuition, whatever you want to call it, that you have is a gestalt scan of all the information you have and patterns that your brain has learned to see and understand, and it's always right. And I said, my instinct is this will never air on the show or tonight. And I should have just gone with it. So I did. I'm happy. And it's cool, and I hope we find a good copy of the Glenn Greenwald thing, because it was a great interview. People said it was the best ever. They loved it. He's got a lot of courage, and we appreciate him. He doesn't agree with a lot of stuff I say, but he understands it's important to be able to talk to folks and be able to have discussions with them. So, but, wow, we do have the Steve Bannon interview, and that's great. And we're going to get that whole thing posted up on band.video. So you'll be able to see that in the last 10 minutes or so that we did not get to earlier. But, hey, I'm going to reset here for a moment, and I'm going to come back, and I've got the monkeypox news and the new rollout of lockdowns we told you was coming. It's now been announced. Unbelievably horrible, but at least we're going to get ahead of it and get people ready to say no and not comply with the QR codes and the forced inoculations and the masking and the all the crap that's coming back, and then the latest carbon taxes that are going into place and so much more. But, boy, did it make the corporate media go into an absolute, total, and complete hissy fit. Steve Bannon tells Alex Jones he's one of the greatest political thinkers since the founding fathers. Steve Bannon calls Alex Jones one of the greatest political thinkers since the revolutionary generation. Now, that isn't about Alex Jones tooting his horn, calling myself a third person. It's about the fact that people know we've been right 95% of the time. They know we're trying to tell the truth. And they know that we're all in this together. And now that you got all these people from Steve Bannon on the right and Glenn Greenwald on the so-called left, and Joe Rogan came out this week, and I had dinner with Joe Friday night with Eddie Bravo and Andrew Schultz, and he just said really nice things. They spent like 30 minutes on his interview Friday with Andrew Schultz saying nice things about the show and how we were right. And see, Joe knows that they're trying to destroy me. And he knows we told the truth. So he knows saying nice things goes against their narrative of destroying people that are black sheep and mavericks. It's the same thing with Glenn Greenwald, the same thing with people like Steve Bannon, that we have to stick together. Because, yes, we're telling the truth. Yes, we're right about these things. And that's why the system is coming after us. Do I agree with everything that Rand Paul says? Almost everything, but not everything. Do I agree with everything that Joe Rogan says? 95%, but not all of it. Do I agree with Glenn Greenwald? About 80%. Do I agree with Steve Bannon? About 99%. Do I agree with Roger Stone? About 95%. The point is that we have a right to say it, and we have a right to do it. And we know what's going on in our face, and we're not going to submit to this tyranny. And holding up and defending individuals that have been chosen for destruction isn't just about saving Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or others that are embattled. And behind the scenes, he's embattled. It's about betting on people that bet on you. And we have bet on you, ladies and gentlemen, and we believe in you, and I know you believe in us, and that is a beautiful, beautiful, powerful, powerful thing. And I am just, despite all the persecution and all the attacks and all the frustration, I am extremely blessed to be alive on this planet today and to be in the position I've been in to take these people on. So I am just extremely honored to be associated with all of you and to be associated with the movement of freedom and liberty and justice and a pro-human future. So it's a very, very, very magic moment to be alive here in history. As nasty as things are, you know Newtonian physics, for every action there's an opposite and equal reaction. And we are the opposite an equal reaction to the tyranny. That's who we are. So evil exists, but we exist as well. So that's really the thing we have to understand, that consciousness is a big deal. And with it comes a lot of pain, but also a lot of pleasure and a lot of discovery and exhilaration and honor. And if you go through consciousness of being alive to the next level, it's a good thing. For those that fall to evil or those that get twisted and, you know, caught in the trap, it's very, very sad. But that's what consciousness and free will is all about, and that's why the system is attacking it. And so we talk about the deepest thing Donald Trump ever learned was how to be shallow. That just means go with the instincts, go with the gut, go with your understanding, go with your spirit, and 999 times out of 1,000, it's going to be right. And the time it's wrong means you didn't interpret it right. It means you didn't go with the gut instinct first. today, I hardly ever do this. I was just going to run a rebroadcast of all these big interviews because they're amazing. And I thought, I just feel like the files aren't going to work today. And I walked in, I said, the files aren't going to work. And it wasn't me cursing it. I just knew. They're like, oh, come on, the files are going to work. I'm like, watch, they won't work. And see, that's what I'm talking about. I know when that stuff can happen. It's really weird. And it's like, it's on so many fronts. You all experience it every day. You know what I'm talking about. And that's the magic of this universe. But it doesn't matter. We're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep moving forward. We're not going to back down. And this is the animating contest of liberty. And people love us because we're ragtag. People love us because we're grassroots. And we love you because you're ragtag and because you're grassroots. And that's what's beautiful about all this. But yeah, the way the universe works, synergistically, serendipity, all these big attacks are coming out against InfoWars in America and you and your family right now. But at the same time, all this resistance, like Alex's War of the Film and the Great Reset book and all of it's hitting and so many other things at the same time. This is a very exciting, amazing time to be alive and to discover and find out who we really are. We'll be right back with a ton of breaking news. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You got it, you got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Does he have a mic?
Yeah, he should have a mic. We can share.
We can share. No, I mean,
I haven't asked anything. Good to be here. Do you want to talk?
Cylon Raiders attack.
No. I mean, listen. I got into this on Access TV when I was 21 years old. But I meant everything in purity. I made a lot of mistakes. I've done a lot of bad stuff. It wasn't on purpose. So it's great to be here with Glenn Greenwald. It's great to be here with Alex Moyer. And the thing is, I didn't lie on purpose. I made a lot of mistakes. But I'm not some person getting orders and lying to people. And we're probably like 90% accurate, 10% wrong. And I want to get better. And so that's just where I'm at. And it's great to be here. And I'm glad you made a film that just kind of shows what we've done, because I look at it as kind of horrifying how obnoxious I am, and then parts of it are good. But I mean, I did this from a pure place, and that's at the end of the day. Like, I did not lie to people on purpose. I did make mistakes on purpose, and I'm just glad you guys made this film.
So, Alex, let me actually begin by asking you a little bit about that in terms of your intentions and the like, because when I watched the film, it was just so striking, this early footage of you. And I remember when the internet first discovered some of the early pictures of you from your public access days in Austin, I remember liberals being almost horrified, like with this cognitive dissonance, like we're supposed to look at him as a screaming, spitting monster, and yet these pictures are disturbingly handsome, in this like very mainstream, normal way. You obviously from the beginning had a kind of charisma, a natural charisma in front of the camera. That's what people even said from the first time they saw you. And so when you combine these attributes that you had when you were young, I think you clearly, had you been somebody who was willing to affirm rather than question establishment pieties, could have ended up as like a meteorologist on like Good Morning America or like some Anderson Cooper type. And I'm wondering if you were aware of that potential and purposely chose to reject it for a different path, this kind of path of misfits and outcasts that we're surrounded by delightfully, or whether it was just so natural to your personality that you never even considered trying to pursue that kind of mainstream acceptability.
Glenn, I was thinking about driving here today, what I wanted to say, and I forgot it. Thank God you brought that up. No, seriously. No, that's really intuitive. My enemies say I'm this Lex Luthor mastermind, and I would love to say that. It's none of that. I could study the news and politics and read like books by Zbigniew Brzezinski, and like these were scary things, but I had no training, no idea, no plan. And this idea that like I'm this mastermind is the opposite. I mean, I can't balance my checkbook, and I'm not trying to put myself down. It's just like they literally think I'm like this evil mastermind, and I literally can't balance my checkbook. And they're just like attacking me constantly. Like, where's the secret? Where's the Russians? Who's giving the Mercers? Who's giving the orders? I'm like, I'm just covering the news. I'm just giving my opinion on something. And so, no, I had no idea what I was doing. I just was pro-America and like kind of a libertarian and like didn't like Republicans, didn't like Democrats. And I was just watching all this happen. I said, God, I go on Access TV. Because I tried to go to college and try to get an RTF job. And they're like, I'll take it 5 years to even do anything in radio. And I was like, well, I'll do Access TV. So it was basically, I had my own political beliefs that were just pro-freedom. And then I got involved and was immediately successful. And then I was like, trying to like figure it out as I went. And I'm trying to be truthful, made a lot of mistakes along the way, but none of it was with malice. None of it was meant to hurt anybody.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the mistakes for sure in a few minutes because it wouldn't be a complete discussion without that. But before we get to that, the question of your politics I think is so interesting, and this is what was striking me watching the film is there's this idea, you know, if you ask somebody with what political faction or ideology is Alex Jones associated, they would instantly say, oh, the far right. And I'm watching you well before most people thought about doing it, spreading huge amounts of skepticism and doubt about the CIA, the U.S. security state. You're confronting the FBI well before Trump began spreading that kind of skepticism in Republican circles. You even are talking about the NSA before 9/11. You're warning about the dangers of exaggerating the threats of bin Laden and al-Qaeda in order to kind of bring into a sort of authoritarian imbalance. Lots of things that people very associated with the left have been saying for a long time, kind of opposing these institutions of authoritarianism, warning about how they exploit people's perceptions to put the population in fear. How have you seen yourself ideologically and politically along the years?
Exactly. I mean, starting out like 95, 96, first articles were like, communist Alex Jones is anti-American. Because I was against wars and surveillance. Because that just seemed like, well, Bill of Rights says you don't do this, so this is bad. And I would just follow the Constitution really ham-fistedly. And I was like, well, I see all this news about this. And so I wasn't even being right-wing or left-wing. I was simply thinking, well, I want to promote freedom. That's a fun thing to do. And so that's really where it came from. And then that's why, like, Martin Sheen, 18 years ago or so, said, hey, we want to fly you out here to California, and we want you to, Emilio Estevez, his son, we really love what you're doing. So I get their house, and it's like I'm sitting there, and they're putting movies on, like, so you're really a good liberal, right? You're against these wars, and you're against George Bush? I'm like, yeah, I'm against George Bush. And they didn't care that I was pro-gun or any of this stuff. It was like, I'm sitting there like, oh, Anthony Hopkins is going for dinner. Let's have dinner right now. So like, we're talking like 18 years ago. I'm sitting with Anthony Hopkins eating roast beef at Martin Sheen's house in Malibu. And I'm like, what's this place? Because I had no idea. Like a private jet lands, flies back to California. They're like, you're a very important young filmmaker. You're exposing the evil right-wingers. I'm like, I just don't want to have a war. I don't want to support what these people are doing. And so there was that. And then as soon as Obama got in, they're like, well, wait a minute, this is Obama. And I'm like, well, I mean, I don't like what Obama's continuing the same stuff. So to me, I literally just went on Access TV at like 21 years old, got a local radio show at 22, got syndicated at 23, totally self-taught, made a ton of mistakes, but I did it from a place of truth. And then I experienced like Hollywood and what it does, and then the right wing, and then just I've had this great experience over 28 years on air of like, seeing all the weird underbellies of all this stuff because I didn't come into it from the establishment. I literally came out of Access TV in Austin, Texas, and so because I wasn't part of any of the power structures, I got to see stuff nobody else has seen.
So let me ask you a similar question to the one I asked Alex, which is, it is so striking when I began writing about politics in 2005, liberals hated more than anybody, George Bush, the architects of the Iraq War. I began writing in opposition to rendition and the torture regime and Guantanamo and due process-free imprisonment. And it's just so striking that all the people back then who were implementing it, were advocating it, are completely acceptable, in fact, beloved in mainstream liberal circles. Liberals watch media outlets and consume media outlets that employ those people. As I was saying, I could interview all of them and I would be applauded by liberals, and yet you, who back in 2004 were...
All right, folks, you're going to hear the end of that question and Alex's response on the other side. We're going to continue on with that question and answer session that took place after the premiere of Alex's War, which, by the way, was an incredible film. Absolutely amazing. I got to attend the premiere, but I will tell you, the Q&A was almost just as interesting. So stay tuned. We'll finish up on the other side. I'm Harrison Smith, sitting in for Alex Jones.
The globalists are doing everything they can to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate the family, to split up marriages. And if you look at the studies, the number one cause of marriages breaking up is the fact that the men cannot satisfy their women in the bedroom. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. And even if you're like me and hardly ever have a problem, I mean, all of us, one point or another, do. That's just the truth. The liberals make fun of that, but everybody knows it's true. But whether you rarely have any issues or have them on a regular basis, Instahard is the number one best-selling natural herbal supplement in the world when it comes to male enhancement, because it really works. It also gives you a ton of energy. And you can find it at TheIronPatriot.com. That just takes you to their website, but then we get some of the credit as a sponsor. So go to TheIronPatriot.com today. Watch their informational videos, read the literature, and then get your Instahard in the mail today when seconds matter. Instahard.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yesterday was the world premiere of the new documentary, Alex's War, and afterwards there was a Q&A with Glenn Greenwald and Alex Jones and the filmmaker Alex Lee Moyer. We return now to that Q&A.
So let me ask you a similar question to the one I asked Alex, which is, it is so striking when I began writing about politics in 2005, liberals hated more than anybody George Bush, the architects of the Iraq War. I began writing in opposition to rendition and the torture regime and Guantanamo and due process-free imprisonment. And it's just so striking that all the people back then who were implementing it, were advocating it, are completely acceptable, in fact, beloved in mainstream liberal circles. Liberals watch media outlets and consume media outlets that employ those people. As I was saying, I could interview all of them and I would be applauded by liberals. And yet you, who back in 2004 were saying, don't trust George W. Bush, his father was the CIA director, the Iraq War is based on lies, all things that auto appeal to that sensibility of liberals, you are uniquely castigated and kind of cast out of good company to the point where you're one of the very few people that even journalists are told they can't speak to. Why is that? Why have you been identified as such a threat in a way that other people who actually have blood on their hands and wars on their legacy aren't even remotely cast as?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. And I've, again, only learned this, Glenn, through organic experience of it. But if I lied about WMDs, if I killed millions of people, I'm part of the establishment. But they're not scared of Alex Jones. They're scared of populist movements. And the fact that I wasn't left-wing or right-wing, the fact that I was just pro-America and pro-freedom, it really wasn't me. They just saw me as like the American people. And like, okay, this is what the American people produced. This is organic, because they went and checked out who I was, knew I wasn't controlled. They're like, well, this guy just came out of the dirt. And so this is the enemy. And so it's their hatred of the general public, their hatred of the organic grassroots. It's not me. It's their hatred of just good, decent, classical liberal Americans that want peace and want justice and want unity and want justice and want everybody to live in peace. We don't want to hurt anybody. We're not judging anybody. We want our freedom. And so that's what freaked them out. Like, well, this guy could get this popular and he's just some idiot on Access TV. What are we going to do? So I'm a symbol of their insecurity. I'm not that strong. They're weak. And that's what scared them.
So, you know, it is interesting that the thing they hate most are people who develop influence and a significant audience without being captive to their structures and their influence. And that is something that defines what you've done, I think, more than anything. You came out of Public Access TV, which was tolerated because it's supposed to be a joke that no one watches, and yet you developed this gigantic audience. And clearly part of why is because you have a kind of showman charisma, kind of, you know, entertainment component to you that made people want to watch. And one of the things that struck me was, you know, you were talking early on in this funny episode about how when you were 12, you would see these preachers with Rolls Royces and gigantic houses doing coke off hookers' breasts and whatever. And they developed an audience because they had this similar kind of showmanship. They were able to get people to watch. And by the end of the film, we're watching you talking about praying for President Bush and satanic influences in a way that, see, I'm just wondering.
No, let's be honest. I became the abyss.
Okay, but was there a, do you notice that a kind of similarity?
No, and Glenn, you nailed it. I became what I saw. But for a good cause, but it wasn't on purpose. Only at 48 can I now see it. No, I was like, damn, that's a hot slut that preacher's banging on his back porch. That Rolls Royce was pretty damn nice. No, I mean, I wasn't doing that consciously, but yeah, there's definitely, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, it's true. I'm a preacher. And so only now at like 48, last year, I'm like, whoa, what have I been doing? I'm kind of like, you know, the things you get old, you go, damn, what did I just do? You know, like, damn, I did all that? Like, God, I'm a freaking horrible person. But then I didn't do it consciously. The establishment is lying according to formulas. I didn't ever do stuff on purpose. But I want to absolve myself. I haven't done that much bad, but, you know, I'll admit I've done some bad. So that's very intuitive. That's what you said is true. I have, I'm like, it's just true. I am the crazy preacher.
Well, that's why I put it in the movie, Alex.
No, I got the movie. I was horrified. I had to walk out 5 times. You think I was sitting there like, this is really great? I look like Jabba the Hutt up there like on PCP or something. But the difference is I didn't do it on purpose. Like, you know, imagine the people that know this stuff and they go, I like this. Yeah.
Let me talk about January 6th. It's obviously a prominent part of the film. And I think one of the things people probably don't know, I didn't know this until I saw the film, was what a vocal effort you made to urge the public to be nonviolent, at least because you knew if they weren't, it would strategically backfire. Looking back on what happened with January 6th and the fact that most people there did heed those warnings to be nonviolent, but a few people didn't, And they were able to take that and kind of spin this insurrection narrative out of it that to this very day is the thing they're trying to have shape the legacy of the Trump movement and Donald Trump itself. Do you look back on January 6th as something that was a huge strategic error with regret, or do you think that it's basically been a media distortion that has taken what was otherwise a good event and turned it into something darker?
You know, it's a paradox. The cool Republican thing is to say, we did a great job, screw you Democrats. But we had so many other events around the country in D.C. with like 500,000 people that I didn't expect it would go haywire. I thought the police would be there and it would be controlled. But it was a disaster. And then I get subpoenaed. I spent $500,000 on lawyers in the last year and a half, like with the federal government's FBI subpoenas just crawling all over us. And they just keep asking, we want the Trump meeting where he gave you the order. So I mean, I haven't talked to Trump like a year before January 6th. I'm going to say, it's the truth. They have all my phone records. And I'm mad that we got lured into that trap. But at the same time, I'm more mad about how they said it was bigger than Pearl Harbor and big as 9/11. And Chuck Schumer's like, this was as big as Pearl Harbor and 9/11. No, dude, 3,000 people died at each event. This is not as bad as Pearl Harbor. It was terrible, and we just walked like idiots into it. Here in D.C., it's so massive, and you're like, well, I expect the authorities are in command here. We got 1 million people there, and I just expected that the system would be in place, and it wasn't. And I'm mad at Pelosi trying to block Trump with his 10,000 troops. I'm upset with Trump waiting, you know, over an hour and a half while all this was going on. I mean, I'm out there trying to stop what's happening. And I'm also mad we learned it was like 1,000 feds and military were in plain clothes. So I'm like, don't go in the building. If they just stood up, it wouldn't have happened. So it's a very complex situation. But if I had it all over to do, it shows, like, we tried to launch a peaceful demonstration of our numbers to show we didn't buy the election, which obviously, look at Biden. I mean, the guy can't tie his shoelaces. He didn't win the election. We were trying to show, hey, he can't get 10 people. Remember, he'd have, like, campaign events at, like, a Chevy dealership, like cars. Well, there's a Jeep right there, and there's a something over there. So we wanted a big number. That's what Trump wanted. And I just feel like a fool walking into that trap. So, it's, you know, Glenn, it's a complex issue, but if I had it all to do again, I would have just stepped back and said, Biden, just sink the ship and see what happens. Because, man, I'm not a revolutionary leader in, like, war. I'm not trying to lead troops. I don't have some weird thing in my head like I need to be a military G.I. Joe guy. But when you get 1 million people in D.C., it doesn't matter. Even if they're being manipulated, you steal your responsibility. So I have a lot of guilt over January 6th because it could have gone really bad. If the federal provocateurs had their way, if they would have, the Q people would have actually kidnapped Mike Pence and Pelosi and put them in handcuffs, woo, we'd be in martial law right now because that wouldn't have been us capturing the Capitol. That would have been the country going down the tube. So we came in. January 6th in closing was a dud. It was meant to provocateur us into a violent event that was meant to get out of control. Thank God it failed. And so I feel like I've been brought to the edge of death. And so January 6th to me is very serious.
Let me ask you about the underlying cause of January 6th, which nominally at least was the idea that there had been widespread fraud in the 2020 election, that Donald Trump actually won in states like Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia.
All right, folks, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. We'll be back on the other side of this short commercial break to show you more of the question and answer session with Glenn Greenwald and Alex Jones and Alex Lee Moyer, the filmmaker behind Alex's War, now available on InfoWarsStore.com. Don't go anywhere. More on the other side. Stay tuned.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. But I got to tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling, natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10, and they all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm still a little bit overweight in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Ladies and gentlemen, without any delay, we go back to that question and answer session that was held between Glenn Greenwald and Alex Jones yesterday. Here it is.
About the underlying cause of January 6th, which nominally at least was the idea that there had been widespread fraud in the 2020 election, that Donald Trump actually won these states like Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and others, and that because of fraud, they had swung the rightful victor, which is Donald Trump, to Joe Biden. There was a point in the film where you were talking about Sandy Hook, and I thought something you said was very poignant, which is anyone can kind of get carried away in their ideology where you start almost becoming so anti-establishment. I definitely feel this myself sometimes, that you kind of want to cast out on the what the establishment is saying simply because they lie so often, that you want to kind of make the point that these are untrustworthy institutions independent of the argument you're making. In this case, where you were saying there was widespread fraud, did you actually conduct what you feel like is kind of a meticulous, a forensic analysis of the voting patterns and conclude that there was fraud in these states sufficient to have swung the election? Or was this kind of an ethos, like a way of saying that the establishment was so against Trump from the beginning in illegitimate ways that I'm going to kind of endorse this cause, not because it's necessarily true in its particulars, but more as kind of a thematic way of protesting?
No, I mean, I'll be honest, which the establishment doesn't do, I'll be honest. It was a, yeah, no, it was a pre-baked deal that obviously Biden's not going to get more votes than Trump. And, and we saw all the weird, you know, anomalies and like Democrats blocking the windows and people like feeding machines full of things. And so we saw some evidence, and but we were expecting it. And so, yeah, you could say it's kind of a foregone conclusion. And we all look through rose-colored darklies, but I think it's kind of 50-50. And then now in hindsight, with 2,000 mules and all this stuff that's come out, I mean, I think that obviously I don't think Biden got more votes than Trump. But in a sick way, it's better that Biden's in, so we now get to see what the establishment's really about. But I mean, we expect election fraud right away. And so kind of when you're a hammer, everything's a nail. I mean, I think we distorted our views, obviously. And they'll say, Jones admits he distorted views. Now, there was evidence of the fraud, and it got covered up and got suppressed. But I'm not going to lie and say I didn't distort my views in hindsight to what was happening.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things I think about a lot is the established media, its function is to spread disinformation. They lie constantly in ways far worse than what you just kind of...
Exactly. I admit I'm wrong because I don't want to be a liar like them on purpose. Like Russiagate.
Russiagate being the, I mean, the for, you know, calling you a conspiracy theorist is so hilarious given that for 4 years the leading institutions of our country were insisting that the Kremlin had seized the levers of power in the United States by virtue of sexual blackmail over Donald Trump, the sort of, you know, kind of like Robert Ludlum novel from the Cold War that would get rejected for being too stupid and banal. That was like the leading narrative of our discourse for so long. However, when you are somebody who's standing against kind of establishment authority and establishment institutions, you know that one of the things they're going to do is seize on any mistake that you make. So and this is what I kind of try and counsel people all the time who are trying to be dissidents, which is you need to be 1,000 times more careful because they can lie all the time and no one's going to call them out on it because they're on the side of the people with the more powerful megaphones. Do you feel like you on some occasions have paid insufficient attention to the need not to hand your enemies really easy and cheap weapons for them to take and bash you over the head with?
100%, Glenn. Because I'm a 48 now, and the last year has been a learning process. But I never realized how big the show was. It's been big for 20 years, really big for 10. And so I would just kind of like, I would say devil's advocate, this, that. And I'd say this is just a debate, but they will take out of context. And so when you've got that big a megaphone, just because they're the ones editing it doesn't mean you still have a responsibility to not do that. So I try to be a lot more careful now about things. And my audience actually likes that. I was just untrained and didn't know what I was doing. So most of what I said was accurate and resonated with the grassroots, but some of it was absolutely not right. And it was said with so much confidence because I wasn't lying. Like when you're not lying on purpose, but you're saying it, you believe it, people believe it because you're being genuine. That's even more dangerous. And I think that's what it is. And so unlike CNN or MSNBC or ABC or the New York Times, I want to admit in front of the world that I'm not perfect. I made a lot of mistakes. And I'm trying to figure this out because as you get more power, you realize, wow, I'm really having an effect here. And this affects people. I need to really watch what I'm saying. But then you see the very people lying on purpose point their finger at you and say, you're a liar. You're putting out this info. And I'm like, dude, I didn't watch all these wars. I'm not lying on purpose. I made mistakes. And that's really what frustrates me is they still kind of moralize like they're this high authority and they have all this stuff. And like, I'm trying to tell the truth and I get things wrong. They are lying, as you said, on purpose and they think it's funny. And so they're not my judge. God's my judge. My viewers are my judge. And so, yes, I will admit in front of my viewers that I've been wrong and I've made a lot of mistakes and I apologize for them, but I did it from a place of truth. But I will not be judged by the New York Times. I will not be judged by these people.
So, you know, I mentioned before, I want to ask you a little bit about Sandy Hook. I know the expectation is I'm supposed to come here and bash you over the head about Sandy
Hook. Go ahead, I deserve it.
I know I tried. You've talked about it extensively for people who are interested in it. You've been deposed about it. You've talked for hours about it. People interested in the particulars can go watch that if they want. I'm not going to jump through hoops in order to, like, appease people angry that I'm here. I do, though, want to ask you about a question that I'm actually interested in myself, which is, you know, you have just you just said that you have made mistakes. Obviously, one of those is the stuff you said about Sandy Hook. We watched you in the film come very clean about the fact that you made statements that turned out to be untrue. You've obviously spent a lot of kind of reflective time. It's like the soulful Alex Jones we got to see in the last part of the film. What is it that you think caused you to do that? I mean, you referenced some things I identify with it myself, that when, you know, people who lie for a living are telling you that you're a liar, when people who are whose job it is to spread disinformation are accusing you of doing that, you kind of want to dig in a little bit and not give an inch to people who you know aren't criticizing you in good faith. But what is it about kind of how social media works, about how kind of groups function? Have you thought about some of the psychological and cultural dynamics that led you to make some of those mistakes in Sandy Hook?
Well, sure. Think of this like a 1,000-page book, and Sandy Hook in my life is like a quarter page. And I'm not putting down the kids that died or any of that stuff. It's just like I used to, on the air, I would take calls. It used to be a call driven show. It still is, but like 10 years ago, it was like almost all calls. Like 4 hours a day. So the callers all call in and say, we don't believe this, look at this. So we're like, well, let's look at this, let's look at that. And they kind of take pieces of that out of context. And so here's a way to describe it. Fast forward to Jesse Smollett. I do a Sunday show, and I guess it was a Saturday night or whatever it was. Maybe it was a Monday show, I forget. But they say he's at 2:30 in the morning, and guys dump bleach on him and put a noose over his head and say it's MAGA country. And I'd already been sued for Sandy Hook, and I said, I don't care if I get sued. This doesn't sound real. And of course, it wasn't real. Or that NASCAR driver, Bubba Wallace, they had nooses hanging in my thing. It's like you just know that's BS. So a lot of it's just, I'm a talk show host. So I don't go, I'm journalistic and I have the witnesses and I have the proof and, you know, Jesse Smollett's full of crap. But I still went on air and I said, the day after it happened, I said, Jesse Smollett's full of crap. There's not dudes at 23 below zero running around at 2:30 in the morning, dumping bleach on black people. Get your ass kicked. I mean, like, you go attack black people, middle of the night, Chicago, you're looking to die. I mean, like, run around 2:30 in the morning, that ain't going on. So to me, it's kind of like the internet doesn't buy anything it's told anymore because they've been lied to so much. I mean, take Uvalde. I didn't say anything about Uvalde. The head of state police said, everything we've been told is a lie. We don't know what happened. I mean, project what you want on lies and incompetence and a 77-minute stand down. The police are putting hand sanitizer. So, Glenn, I'm sorry it's a long answer. What was the question? No.
What do you think led you into these kind of errors that you've been describing?
Great question. It was just being on air 4 or 5 hours a day. You're very cavalier. And so you're not putting a journalistic filter on things. When I write an article, I would do that. Or I make a film, I was like getting every piece together. Those were pretty good films. Watch my films from 20 years ago. They're pretty accurate. But you're on air cavalier and like drinking vodka and smoking cigarettes and like, you know, doing whatever. And you're like, oh, yeah, I hear it's a bunch of fake BS, man. And like, you're sued for it. Oh, God. So, and then once I got into that process, once they came after me for it, once Hillary made a big issue out of it, it was a totally different ball game. And then what makes me mad is they misrepresented what I said and what I did. And then in the trials they have coming up starting next week, they defaulted me, and the judge in Texas issued orders. Forget Alex Jones. Let's say I'm Hitler. The order says cannot mention the First Amendment. It's in the order. Cannot say you're innocent. It cannot say it's a show trial.
Incredible stuff, folks. This is, of course, the Q&A session that took place after the world premiere of Alex's War. You can pre-order that movie right now on InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com, that is, and you get the DVD, so they cannot delete it from you. We'll be back on the other side to finish up that Q&A. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.